This is a Pod Dealers Network podcast.
What's going on, beloved? It's your boy, Sayer, the Wash God himself, the hoodie season representative, banging on my chest. King of the backhand of compliments, all first verse. Sir Sayer, Duke of Worcestershire, dripping his spinal fluid. Scotty Pepin, Smackabelli, Smacky Robinson, Wash Adamus, the bad guy in the podcast, Bully. You guys know you can find me on all the medias that are social at Sayer on the beat. It's no longer Sayer with the swaggerless underscore SO or Sayer SO. Sayer on the beat. Twitter has gotten me out of here again. I promise you, man, I'm a changed man. You know, I ain't going back to my old ways. But anyway, shout out to Jay. This is my second episode on the Saturday series. First time I was telling y'all a story about, you know, growing up in the Bronx and at this time, you know, in like the 90s. And, you know, niggas was doing block parties. We was playing ball out in the streets, just wilding out, having a good time, so on and so forth. But those that know my story or don't know my story, you know, I moved out to PA when I was about 13 years old. And it was just a change, bro. Like, it was just a change, changed the way that we was living. You know what I mean? Shit was slower up here. You know what I mean? We went from just being able to walk to different places and just going up the block to, you know, like your man's house to, like, nigga, you go up the block, there ain't no houses. You know what I mean? Like, it's a little bit more populated now over here. Like, you know, when I first moved over here, like, the only thing that saved me is my man's from Mount Vernon, Pat. You know, shout out to my guy, Pat. You know, I grew up with him. So his parents actually ended up buying a house, like, up the road from us. And it was up there, like, maybe, like, 6 to 9 months before we moved up there. But, you know, a lot of the times I was spending time with him, you know what I mean? We playing video games, sleepovers at each other's houses and shit like that. But the one thing that him and I love was ball. You know what I mean? We love playing ball. But where we live, you know, there really wasn't like a popular court. Like over here by us, like, nigga, if you play ball, like if you was a nigga that was nice or you thought you was nice, you had to go out to Dansbury and go and play. You know what I mean? So all the nice niggas will be playing in Dansbury, and that's because that shit is right smack in the middle of the town. And not only that, it was right by the high school. So if you leave high school, you know, you could go right around the corner, boom, go play ball over there and shit. So we had our chances. Like, you know, I played there plenty of times, and like, you know, niggas would go there when we can, but, you know, you got to have a ride. Sometimes you got to see if your parents can take you. There was no, like, after-school bus and, well, there was after school buses, but you know how that shit is. You got to have a reason. You can't just be like, I'm going to go play ball and take the. Nah, they didn't do that. So a lot of the times, you know, if you didn't get the chance to go and play at Dansbury, like, it was just kind of like, all right, you the done. Or you could go play at some other court if you could find one. You know what I mean? And there was other courts that, like, you know, niggas would go and play at. But, like, Dansbury was, like, that spot. So the problem is that shit was, like, 10, 15 minutes from where I live. And although that may sound like nothing up by us, bro, because we like right outside of like Mount Pocono. We like 30 minutes from like Mount Pocono and shit like that. So it's nothing but hills and just mad wildlife that you don't want to deal with. You don't want to ride your bike through. So, you know, a lot of times, like, yo, if we had to go home, we would just take that L and we wasn't going to be able to play ball. But me and P was just like, yo, there's a basketball court, like, right around the corner from where we live. Like, why don't we just go there? It's like, the days him and I can go to Dansbury, we can at least go over there and, you know, shoot around, bullshit, play one-on-ones. You know, maybe from time to time, like, a few of our niggas would come through and see us and we play a game or two. But it wasn't anything crazy. So what ends up happening, you know, like, over time, we start telling niggas, like, yo, if y'all can't make it to Dansbury, why don't y'all come over here and play ball? You know what I mean? And it would be, like, you know, the nice niggas. But, like, everybody kind of had that issue. Like, yo, if I can't get a ride to Dansbury, I can't go. And the niggas just want to play or some shit like that. So, little by little, the park started to, like, you know, become a little bit more popular. You know what I mean? We'd be going out there. But it still wasn't the equivalent to like a Dansbury. Like you can pull up to Dansbury and nigga, you're gonna, if you lose, you gotta sit like 2-3 games. You know what I mean? And at the time they had 3 courts. It's like nigga, it don't matter what you did. Like that shit just was always packed. You know what I mean? So like niggas used to just try to stay on the court. So I remember one Saturday, all that backstory was to lead up to this. I remember one Saturday, you know, P and I, like after we, you know, did whatever yard work or whatever housework we had to do around the house and shit, we would always just boom, cut out and just go play ball and shit, especially like in the summer. So this was, I want to say it was in the summer or maybe towards like the end of the school year. I just know like basketball season was done and shit like that. So like niggas was just going around playing wherever. So next thing I know, we pull up on this. We're like, yo, normally this is like him and I would be like the first person, you know, first people there. But like this time there's like a few niggas out there and we look and we're like, oh, that's that nigga. That's Charles. That's Jack. Yeah, I mean, like, these are niggas that are like known in the area. Like Jack was a killer. Like all you had to do was say Jack's name in this area. Niggas knew who you was talking about. Let me tell you something. The nicest nigga in the world. But when you heard that nigga's name, they're just like, nah, that nigga don't play though. When it comes to ball, like he was killing niggas. He was a killer. You know what I mean? Charles was a killer. Like there was a few killers in this area, man. So like, oh, that's that nigga Jack right there. That's, yo, what's good? What y'all niggas doing over here? Like, we knew all these dudes and we played ball with them and shit like that. But he was just like, yo, like, we've been hearing like niggas be playing ball over here, but we didn't know where it was at. So we found it and we bought a few. So they bought, you know, a bunch of niggas with them. So we're like, all right, bet. We start calling dudes, you know, niggas that we know. Shout out to my nigga Damien. Rest in peace, D. You know what I mean? That nigga, his handle was crazy. Jumper was a little ass. I love you, my nigga, but the jumper was a little ass. You know what I mean? My nigga Mitch. Mitch was like 5'11", but could touch the top of the rim like Earl Manigault. And his brother, for some reason, was like 5'5", was older than him, but he could jump out the gym too. Like, this nigga was 5'5", catching alley-oops. You know what I mean? Just yamming it. But, you know, we started just getting people to come through. So next thing you know, like, the court's a little full, and then, like, niggas was driving by. Like, oh, pull over. Yo, I'll be right back. I'm going to go get my bullshit. Yo, by the time, like, the end of the night, yo, but we played ball from, like, 1, 2 in the afternoon till, like, 9, almost 10 at night. Like, I remember this night because niggas was there with, like, the car lights on. You know what I mean? And trying to, like, see the court. And eventually, it was just like, nah, we can't do this shit. You know what I mean? Yo, this court was crazy, too, by the way. Like, this shit was, like, I swear it was just placed there by, like, God. Because it was, like, almost like a perfect, almost perfect court. Like, it was, like, a 3/4 of a court. But it was still wide enough to be, like, almost like an official court. Rims was official. It even had, like, little areas where, like, you can sit, like, fake benches built from rocks and shit like that. So it was a, you know, nice little park. But, you know, throughout the day, like, just more niggas start coming out. And there's, like, niggas from other communities coming. Like, I don't know who put the word out. I don't know if it was, like, these niggas or whatever it was. But that day, I just remember that park was packed. Like, bro, like, if you lost, you was like, damn, I got to sit how many? Wow, that's crazy. And a lot of times, like, niggas was running to, like, their man's house or running to their house to get water. And we were bringing back, like, things of water for niggas to share and drink. Oh, man, shout out to Corona. Woo! But, nah, you know, back then, you know, like, niggas was bringing in the big Brita filtered waters and shit like that. And that's how, like, we survived, bro. Like, niggas was, I'm just running the crib real quick and eat. Like, all right, we lost. All right, I'm going to go eat and I'm going to come right back. And, like, that's how that day, it was crazy, but it was dope, man. It was just great to, like, just have niggas. Like, it was dudes from other communities that was coming in, like, trying to, like, oh, I know you live over here, boom, boom, boom. That's your five, this is my five. You know what I mean? And niggas was going at it. You know what I mean? It was a crazy day, but I'll never forget it because that shit was, like, when shit changed. Like, I remember that summer was lit because, like, now niggas knew about that park and we was always expecting, you know what I mean, people to be around, you know what I mean? So you could almost always pop up over there, except for Sunday. Sundays was like, was OD, like the day of rest. Like niggas didn't ball on the seventh day or some shit like that. You know what I mean? But again, it was the same shit. Like, yo, if you're going to get down to Dansbury, like, yo, we could still ball up here. You know what I mean? So like, this shit used to get packed. But that is also why I think they closed the park down. because this shit was still in like a residential area. So, you know what I mean? Niggas is going to be niggas. Like, you know, I don't think there was really too many fights. Like, there was maybe a few fights, but niggas knew, like, yo, we right by the street. We could go right back out here and just get shit shaken. You know what I mean? So, like, there was a few fights and shit like that, but that's nothing. But I remember niggas used to, like, come through and speakers blaring, pop the trunk, and just niggas would be put. Shit was dope, though, man. I won't lie. Like, niggas used to be balling, and, like, there'll be a car just sitting there with the trunk open, and niggas just playing ball, music blasting, niggas having a good time and shit. But they ended up closing the park down because they was like, oh, in order to play here now, you got to live in the area. And all right, now you got to have a membership to play here. Niggas wasn't trying to hear that. And I think you have to, like, live there to have the membership. I mean, then the membership went from, like, yo, you could have, like, 5 people with you to, like, 3 to 1 to, like, now you can't bring no guests whatsoever. And then eventually they just, you know, ended up taking the rims down and shit like that. So that was kind of trash. But, you know, while that park was in its prime, yo, like, we kind of got that shit jumping, man. Like, me and my nigga P and Damien and Mitch and PJ, shout out to all of y'all. Like, we will be out there, you know what I mean, in the summers and shit like that. You know what I mean? And that was my Saturdays, man. Like, my high school years, like, if I wasn't doing any kind of, like, tournaments or whatever the case may be, like, y'all niggas could find me out there. Like, I was out there just playing ball all day. You know what I mean? If we couldn't get to Dansbury, nigga, we was right up here. You know, as we got, and what was beautiful was by the time, like, they started closing that park down, niggas was, like, 17, 18, and we could just drive. And niggas was just drive to Dansbury, or they be driving to other parks. Like, by that time, I started driving around, you know what I mean? And weekends, I was going out to New York and playing and all that shit. Well, that's another story. But, like, Saturdays was, like, my ball day. Like, that was a day where, like, nigga, we just played ball all day. I doubt I could do that shit now because my legs be giving out after, like, 2 or 3 games. But, you know, it was lit back then, man, and I missed them days, and Saturdays used to be dope. But, Jay, man, shout out to you. Another successful season. I'll try to think of some other shit. Maybe I'll think about what my Saturdays are like now being washed next time and shit like that. All right, be good, bro. I'm out.